Ottawa next. It's the Morning X. Good morning, my friends. How does it do? It's a little chilly out there. Be careful, boys and girls. Oh, look, there's my number one friend right there. Yada-da-da-da. It's the one and only Nick Hajda. Nick Haj! Yada-da-da-da. You know he's rapping with a D-I-C-K. Jason Jig, Nicholas Hajda, host of the Morning X. What's up, buddy? What's up, my man?
I can see you're still of handlebar mustache energy after your fancy golf weekend.
What are you talking about?
what are you talking about?
I tell you what,
is this a permanent fixture now?
Well, let's see how long it hangs out, all right? I was feeling good about it all weekend. One of my, I would say more head in the clouds golf playing friends noticed that, yes, I did shave my beard into a handlebar mustache last.
Is this one that gets high?
Last Thursday night. But yeah, he, it was like Saturday afternoon. So I've already been with him for like 36 hours. And he goes,
"Oh, yeah.
What's going on with his facial hair? Did you change something?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I play 60 rounds of golf with you a year. You didn't notice that? You know what? It's fine. So yeah, I was like, let me. Maybe it's just a natural look on me. Maybe it's it's not try hardy and notice
because it blends in.
Yeah, because my friend didn't notice it until he took him a day.
We're conditioned not to look at your face.
I tell you what,
if you want to play golf with Jason, do not dare look him in the eyes.
I pass a mirror 4 times a day, and I look up and I'm like, oh yeah, you're looking good, buddy. You're looking good. But last night, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday nights, I do a internet YouTube Longhorn football program.
Oh, I bet they noticed.
And I have to basically look at a camera reflection of myself for 60 straight minutes. And that was enough to be like, what the hell are you doing, man? What is this? What is this look? This is. And so, yeah, I would say it's not going to be here for long. It's not.
Well, I do appreciate how you have not done any effort to upkeep it. Like you haven't,
what are you talking about?
Like you haven't shaved the non-handlebar mustache parts of your face.
Hold on a second.
I'm not trying to do a look.
Nick,
if you're about to turn this on
Neck
me,
Neckbeard Hajda is accusing me of low effort, the handlebar mustacheness.
Yes.
What is the problem? What are you talking about? What does it mean?
You got to keep shaving the shaven parts.
I have to keep shaving the shaven parts.
Yes.
Is that the people who rock handlebar mustaches? They are. Are you telling me they're real up to date? They're tidy with their upkeep.
Yes. People who rock mustaches. Do you keep shaving the non-mustache part? Does it start to defeat the purpose of the mustache?
Look, I will. I would consider it the same level of upkeep or frequency of upkeep as my beard. All right. I got to tighten up the neckline. Every 5 or 6 days or so. All right. I need to wake up every morning and reshave the shaven parts, as you say.
That is part of the commitment
every
to the mustache.
Day.
If you want to be a handlebar mustache guy, you got to take care of it.
I want to be a handlebar mustache guy who's also got unreasonable amounts of stubble in the other in the other parts. Okay. That's what I want to be. That's my spot. Okay. That's where I'm going to exist.
Go for it, man.
I can tell. I haven't seen Nick in 4 days or so. It's the longest we've been apart since we've gotten back together. All right. Is that what's going on here? All right. Did you have some pent up, let me bust on Jason, juice in there. What's going on? All right. I feel a weird energy coming off you today. I already, off the air, guys, I levied Nick an awesome groundbreaking radio content idea and he just immediately crapped all over it.
Yes. It was Nick. Come up with a bunch of fun ideas and I will just sit there and riff on them. Yeah. Love those segments.
Yeah.
You love those segments where I have to do all the work, all the creative pressure.
Guys, it's literally like 17 seconds of work. All right. That's
for
what it is.
For you.
All right. Yeah. You know what? Starting tomorrow, what would Nick do? We'll do it the
Excellent.
Other way.
Great.
I'm happy to do, but here you think that coming up with the idea is the work part. The riff part is the hard part, all right? Now the pressure's on you, my man.
You know what? We do a segment called Don't Nick My News every day where I have to come up with a fun way to crap on a heartwarming story.
I do all the
and
work
you
on
frequently,
that one as well.
All the time. You're like, hey, all you do is you came with a punchline and you work backwards to a joke. That sounds like I'm coming up with the riff. That's what I do every day, and you get mad at me.
You are conflating
it
all
the
of
setup.
My,
it is the
of
setup.
My notes.
Yeah, of course
okay,
I am.
You're messing it. See, you don't even listen.
No, Jason is good, and Nick is bad. Yeah, I figured out your game plan.
It's
You have,
this is not
you have
good
weird
radio.
Mustache energy, okay? Don't blame this on
my
me.
My energy
don't
is fine.
This on me.
The Morning X.
101X, it's The Morning X, Nick and Dick M. What are you burning X on today, Nicholas Hajda?
Oh, lots of stuff not suitable for air, but this one is. Speaking of just getting people riled up.
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Just causing drama and beefs.
Prama. I like that
pain
one.
Pain and drama. Yes. Let's talk about Uno.
Uno?
Yeah. Oh.
Dose.
Look. I know.
Trace. Come on. Are we vibing?
14.
We vibing. Okay. I like it.
Hello.
Uno the... Wait, there's more words to that song?
It's something with vertigo.
Wow.
And look, I believe it.
Look at Nick with the
it was
YouTube
on episode
knowledge.
Of Entourage.
I like what you did there.
I have the feeling that you're a Monopoly guy.
I'm a Monopoly guy.
Yeah.
I do like to play real estate. That's fun. Okay.
In real life, you have declared yourself a slumlord hundredaire. Jason has houses on both Baltic and Mediterranean Avenue. But Uno was the game growing up in my household, and I think it's having a bit of a resurgence.
Really? You were an Uno household?
For the purposes of this segment, yes.
Oh, okay.
But that's good. It's been a while. But we used to have a regular Uno thing going on at the house with some friends, involved drinking, as most things do as an adult. That's the way to do it. You think Uno is causing problems?
Right.
Add alcohol to it.
Uno drinking night?
Yeah. Oh, if they had meth Uno, oh my God, people's houses would be burned out.
Hang on. If you think Uno is causing problems, is Uno causing problems?
Yes.
Really? What's
not just in the actual game of when you slap somebody with a draw four and they have nothing, but also in the argument of whether or not you can stack draw cards. And that's what this is about. Stacking draw cards the best way to play Uno?
I don't even really know what that means.
It's like when I play a draw two, you play a draw two on me.
Okay.
I can just pass it along to the next person by also playing a draw two. And they have to then draw four. Unless they have a draw two.
No, you draw two.
And then they draw two. And the person after them has to draw six. And some lucky, unlucky son of a... No. Yes,
no.
Just trust me. This is why I said you're a Monopoly guy. That's the best way to play Uno.
Okay, but it's not the rules. The rules of Uno are when somebody plays draw two, you get to...
You draw two and you're trying to skip. Uno has come out numerous times on the social medias to be anti-stacking draw cards.
Who is Uno?
Uno, the company.
There is a person, there's an Uno person who has come out.
One of them.
And okay.
Just the Twitter, whoever's running the social media account for Uno... The card game has come out and done this. Now, I have this story somewhere in front of me about how they're coming up with a new version of Uno called Uno Mayhem, I believe it is.
All right.
That has, not only can you draw cards and stack them, no mercy is the game.
Okay.
The whole premise is that they are now getting in on these stacking draw cards. So they have a draw 10 card. They have normal draw fours.
Draw 10.
They've added four draw six cards, twice as many draw fours, a bunch of skip everyone cards, a color roulette card that says I pick a color. I pick green, and you have to draw until you have a green card, which is basically what's going on in Uno Skip. Don't even get me started. This is just Uno Skip for people that don't know about Uno Skip. But they also are saying that you can stack it, and that's why the no mercy. And I'm just like, Uno, this is what we've been playing at the Hyde House for years now, is this no mercy thing. But they are capitulating, and they are saying officially that the newest, coolest way to play Uno is stacking draw cards.
Okay.
So go vote at 101X
and 101X. I don't care! Because
you're a Monopoly guy. You're a Monopoly.
I think it's an interesting rule change or whatever. Mm-hmm. What is the question? What are you asking me? Do I care that they're...
Is the best way to play Uno with stacking draw cards?
Okay. I'm going to say... I don't care.
You already played the I don't care thing.
Yeah,
yourself to a corner there.
Okay. But it's interesting you bring up the rules of card games that everybody has known how to play for years and years and years and years.
Okay. In Monopoly, when you land on free parking, you win the lottery. All of the fees that are collected by the bank go in the center there. When you pay taxes, when you don't win a beauty pageant, whatever it is, it's not the official Parker Bros.
Right.
Rules, but it goes in the middle of the board. And when you land on free parking, you win the lottery. That's how my family has played.
Yeah. I think you have to declare any house rules from the beginning, though. It's not when it comes up in the game. That's when you're going to get yourself into trouble. All right. I was in a I was on a bros golf trip to the DFW this weekend. We broke out the spades on Saturday night. Big time Saturday night for your guys, all right?
Just a couple. I can't tell if we would be awesome spades partners or the absolute worst.
We would like be good. We'd be vibing, yeah, okay?
We would not listen, make it to the finals.
We would be awesome because I am freaking awesome at the game, and I will drag whoever my lackluster teammate is across the finish line, as I
would
always
go blind
do.
On
as
your ass
I
so much.
Let's go. I'm a great partner. For a blind nil teammate. I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to go. But we did come to blows when there was a disagreement as to how many. So if you go nil five and you get it, how many points do you get, Nikajda?
150.
See, exactly. Exactly. All right. Does Matt's trying to tell me you only get 100 points. No, you get 100
plus 5.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. Precisely. I got to go back in time to Saturday night
now,
to claim this glory.
What if he had 6 matches?
What a what X, it's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. It's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air. My guy, Nicholas Hajda, go! Go!
Joe Biden will visit Israel on Wednesday as he seeks to demonstrate staunch support for the country while also pressing for ways to ease humanitarian suffering in Gaza. Meanwhile, here in Austin, notices and letters are arriving at Austinites telling them that they will have only a few months or more to find a new home because I-35 expansion is coming. Mm. The city is seizing properties along the I-35 corridor through eminent domain, and there are, according to a new report, 111 homes and businesses that will have to move from their current locations, including apartments, restaurants, healthcare providers, strip clubs, gas stations, a tattoo parlor, a lingerie
chicas
store,
bonitas?
And even the Austin Chronicle.
Adios, chicas bonitas.
Yes. And finally, have you been to the movies? Did you go see Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour?
I'm glad you brought this up. I have many inquiries about the Eras.
Well, is one of your inquiries, can I hear Taylor sing? Because some Swifties are having problems with the fact that this
I can't hear you, Taylor. Could you speak up? Could you sing up?
According to one girl who posted a video at a theater, she said, I'm at the worst screening ever. Can't even hear Taylor.
Why can't you hear Taylor? I don't understand.
Because people are singing along with it.
Oh.
They're treating it, the
like
Eras concert movie, as it is an Eras concert.
Yeah.
And they're singing along. They're being
That's
loud. They're screaming.
What are the rules of that? Okay. I've been to the Alamo Draft House. I've seen that PSA.
Shh.
All right. They will kick your ass out. All right. United States of America. But if it is a concert film, are you allowed to sing along to the? My instincts are movie theater rules apply, even if it's a concert movie.
If it's a Foo Fighters concert movie,
Shania
Twain shows up, are you allowed to boo?
She'd definitely walk out. All right, no matter what whether you are in a concert,
hit that red button
film,
order card,
a concert,
fast through it through the Shania parts.
If you are just in your car and Shania Twain gets in and wants a ride, whatever situation
you
in which
just sit on the
you
on a red light, and
you've combined,
doors are locked.
If you see Shania Twain hitchhiking across the country, which after her performance, I would not be surprised if she finds herself in such a scenario. Just walk out. I would say be quiet.
It's not actually Shania. It's like somebody, just a normal person who has red hair and a sparkly shorts.
Swift question amnesty.
Yeah.
That you said, have you gone to see the Eras concert movie?
Yes.
Is it out?
It came out this weekend.
Did it?
Thursday? Yeah. That's why Taylor was at another Travis Kelce game.
With my Bumbleina girlfriend yesterday asked me, do you want to go see the Taylor Swift movie with me? And I think that was one of those, like, there's no way Jason wants to do this. Let me just clear it so I can actually go with my friend's situation.
Like, please say no, please say no. Please
but
say
I,
no,
was, I am actually, I want to see it. Or at least I did want to see it. I want to see what all the hubbub is about. Mm-hmm. All right. Also, this is for all you Swifties out there who sat in the online presale line for 20 hours and spent $700 so that you could sit in the nosebleeds at Cowboy Stadium and see Taylor Swift play. $12. You're going to see the movie. You're going to see the same show. It's going to be a better show now. I guess if you are allowed to sing along, maybe you get a full-on concert experience there. But no, I was excited to you know, get swept up in Swifty hoopla, Swifty mania. And she goes, she said, "Do you want to go see this movie?" I said, "Yeah, actually, I'm interested." And she goes, "I think it's like 3 hours." And I literally spit take. I was like, wait, what? How? Why is it 3 hours? Okay,
that's okay. She's exaggerating.
Is it Lord of the Rings, Taylor Swift? What do you mean it's 3 hours?
It's 2 hours and 48 minutes. So no, not that bad.
This should be an hour 35 joint. All
right, the show was like super long.
What? No, listen, is nothing left on the cutting room floor? Add some stuff to the cutting room floor. Leave something for the director's cut. This movie should not be 2 hours and 48 minutes. Okay.
Oh my god, I love Taylor's version of the Eras Tour movie.
You know what should be 2 hours and 48 minutes? The Godfather Part Two. Okay, an incredible, unforgettable, all-time piece of cinema. All right. I haven't got enough money yet. Taylor Swift Eras concert film should be an hour 40 tops.
It's like this rant is about to be hit 2 hours and 48 minutes.
I'm unimpressed. I'm unimpressed. But I was like, yeah, sure. Put me in, coach. Sign me up for an hour 40 or to 2 hours 48 minutes. I looked for tickets, and at least the internet told me you can't go till Thursday, dog. Is that because they're all sold out?
Maybe.
I saw no showtimes until Thursday. Are you sure this movie's out? Are you sure? Are you sure?
The Morning X.
It's 8:30, 7:30 Central time for another edition of The Bumble.
Every light in the house is on.
This week on The Bumbles, Jason takes a new perspective on an old problem. All right, so I don't know, follow up. This is, if you've not been following along, Bumbleito, my stepson-ish type person.
Okay.
My girlfriend and her kid moved into my house a couple years ago. It's going great. It's going great, guys. All right? We have the same struggles, you know, pitfalls, travails that any regular family unit would have.
I like how you've gone from not being able to say stepson to not being able to stop saying it.
Yeah. That's I don't know. Look, I'm a consider myself
natural. Another couple
consider
of years.
Myself parent-adjacent-ish. And that's really the point of all of these Bumble segments, guys, is parents out there, please advise me. Please help me, all right? But I don't think you guys do advise or help. You mostly just laugh at my situation, or perhaps you laugh relatably. I don't know. But the biggest issue in my Bumbleito situation life is homie will not stop eating food in his room, okay? And it's a real problem.
I was military school.
I was telling somebody this the other day. They're like, why isn't he allowed to eat food in his room? And I'm like, well, you know, if he could do it responsibly, maybe we could work out a system. But I just walked into his room a couple of weeks ago, and it was like an episode of Hoarders. And that there were like,
he's got a bowl of cereal in one hand and just matches on fire in the other.
There were just eight empty to-go box containers in the bed with him. And I'm like, what is going on? This is unacceptable. This is not cool, all right? And
of all the things you could catch him in bed with him?
Yeah. Never mind the fact that, like, we could get ants or rats or roaches or any number of the raccoons, any number of pests could become attracted to the situation. It's just that it's not a healthy way to live, all right? Mm-hmm. And so we instituted a no eating in the bedroom rule, all right? And I have since then busted him like 40 times, okay? And I had to turn the Wi-Fi off for a week, teach him a lesson. And I was under the impression he cleaned up his act. He was doing good. Now I do. Is this a good parenting or is this busybody nonsense? I check his room every day, okay? I have an appointment every day before I go pick him up from school. Mm-hmm. I go up there and just snoop around and make sure he's not hiding any
contrabands
anywhere. And he had, at least I thought, been doing very well until the Monster Energy drink started going missing, all right? Now, I'm not even proud to tell you. In fact, I'm quite ashamed to say that I'm a Monster Energy drink now, all right? Times are tough for the dick man. I had to cut back, can't afford sugar-free Red Bull anymore. Never mind a fancy, organic Zevia sugar-free energy beverage. So,
driving a Nissan Altima with just a bunch of empty Monster cans in the back.
Just drinking a Monster Energy Ultra Peachy Cane, all right? And last Monday, it was like a week ago, I got this 12-pack at HEB, all right? Mm-hmm. Buying in bulk, trying to save some cash. That was like Monday night. Between Monday night and when I went to work 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning, two of them were gone.
Yeah.
All right. So I asked my girlfriend, Bumbleina, I was like, "You drinking my Monster Energy drinks?" And by the way, I don't feel great about playing the writing my name on the milk, if you will, saying, "Hey, don't touch my stuff."
Yeah.
Okay. Those are my Monster Energy drinks. That's not the case.
I think if your girlfriend, who is teeny tiny, drank one of those entire Monster cans, you would know, because she would literally bounce up.
That's like a week's worth of Monster for her.
That's
right?
An overdose.
And she's a grown up.
You have to stab her in the heart with an EpiPen.
She's a grown up. It's more so, it's not that I'm like, hey, these are mine. It's more, should a 15-year-old be drinking two Monster Energy drinks between 7 p.m. and 5 a.m.? I think probably not.
No.
Probably not.
No.
So anyways, I had her talk to him and say, hey, are you, don't drink the Monsters. And he said, I'm not drinking any Monsters. I don't know what you're talking about. So when I come home from a long golf weekend, and I left five, okay? I take very close inventory of my Monster Energy drinks. There were five, and now there's one, okay? And I asked Bumbleina, I was like, did you drink my Monster Energy drink? She said, no. I didn't have any. And I was like, that little son, I know he's drinking them. Okay. And so yesterday I went up to do my inspections and I look around and I see nothing. I see no evidence of anything. And I was like, something is going on here though. And so
did you almost like walk out, but then you're like, I just had a feeling I need to go check.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, so I almost passed inspection.
I doubled back, I snooped a little further, and I opened the drawer that I don't know, most people would consider a sock or underwear drawer.
Yeah.
And what did I find in said sock and underwear drawer? Did we put this picture out there, Hajda?
Yes, it's at 101X Morning X on Twitter.
It is. He's got his one of his drawers in his chest of drawers is filled with, I don't know, what do we have here? Like six empty chip bags. There's an old cup of noodles container.
That's the worst part for me, is the cup of noodles.
And in fact, one Ultra Paradise flavor Monster Energy drink can. All right, so he is not only lying about stealing the Monster Energy drinks, he's also been sneaking food up to his room and just disposing of the trash.
There's some kind of chili lime chips, then like eight bags of those, Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Hold on, what else is
Smart Pop?
Not pictured there. I found an empty package of Corn Nuts and an old cookie dough wrapper stuffed in his pillowcase.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ew is correct.
Ew.
Now, let me ask you this. This question may come as a shock to you. Is this progress?
Because he's hiding it?
Yes. I actually appreciate the effort. Because
avoid dealing with
I told him, hey, stop taking food up to your room.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And he wouldn't even try to hide it. Okay. He would just go up there and he'd just find more trash laying right there. And I was like, hey, at least try to fool me. Here, let's just create a totally hypothetical example. Let's say when I was a youth, okay, when I was 13, I was running hose in that house like you wouldn't believe, all right? But yeah. I had the decency to sneak them in my bedroom window, okay? I didn't have girls come over and
ring the doorbell, bing bong,
and my grandma answer and just be like, is Jason home? It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I thought we would make out. No, I had the decency to sneak them in the window, all right? I guess it's like the parents who say, I would rather, they like throw drinking parties for their high school age kids.
I'd rather do it with you.
You want them to go to
a field somewhere.
No, have them at least. Yes. If you want to do this bad enough, have the decency to cover it up, to have to sneak around. So the fact that he's actually sneaking food up to his room and then hiding the waste, is this progress?
I mean, it's not solving your problems.
Mm.
I tell you what, it's progress for you that you're snooping through this kid's stuff now. Now you're acting like a parent.
That's parenting.
That is parenting. Going through
the
stuff.
I told him seriously. I was like, I'm annoyed by the eating of the foods in the room and the stuff like that because we could get raccoons. All right, but
that's the solution. Next time, before you go pick him up today, throw a raccoon in his room. Let him come home to that.
But no, his mom asked him, are you drinking the Monster Energy drinks? And he just lied to her face and said no. And I was like, that's unacceptable, man. All right? You can't be. Do not lie to your mom.
But hide it.
Don't you laugh at it. hide the light.
Don't lie.
Tweet at us, parents, at 101X Morning X.
The Morning X.
101X, it's The Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. Nick told us in his newscast today that a handful of people who live and in some cases work, attempt to operate their business around I-35, mm-hmm. have been told, get out. Get out.
Yes, because of the I-35 expansion. The city has, they have to warn them within 90 days.
Yeah.
90 days notice to get out before they come bulldoze everything to build the highway.
You ran down a whole list of people who are getting busted out, including the Austin Chronicle. I know their office is right there. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Is that it, Chronicle? Just going to fold up shop now?
No, I think they're going to move someplace else.
Oh, okay.
They're going to keep going.
Good.
I mean,
is it
they survived this long.
You mentioned a strip club. Is it Chico's Benitas? I've never been in that building, but I am friends with the strip club DJ who works there. We play in the same poker game. Are you all right, buddy? Is everything going to be good? Here's my question. These people who are getting bounced, no choice in the matter, compensated, right?
Well, so it's.
I mean, if you are the property owner.
Exactly.
They are like, hey, we are taking your land, but we're going to pay you fair market rate for it.
The city will pay for the property and then moving expenses.
Okay.
But they don't. So,
In my opinion, if
you are one of these businesses, if you're just renting this property from somebody and you pay rent to a landlord,
probably,
I think you're SOL.
It's probably no good for you.
Yeah. They're just like, hey, you got to get out. So
that's why I always tell you guys, all right? Buy, don't rent. All right. But
I'm sure that Chicas Bonitas would have loved to have bought that property.
You don't know that they were renting, okay?
I don't.
That's a projection on you are making judgments about the operation, the management of Chicas Bonitas without any
Jason,
sort of
this
information.
Is a promise to you, okay?
What's that?
As the owner and operator of Hajda Headlines,
I will pound
the pavement.
Who owns the building that Chicas Bonitas is currently operating out of?
To figure out Chicas Bonitas is an owner or renter.
This is what I'm going
to
tell you.
No matter how many dollars I have to spend.
If, in fact, you are the owner of one of these properties and you are going to be paid fair market price plus moving expenses, I say I-35.
Fair market price seems like maybe a stretch.
They're not going to pay fair market price?
I mean, it depends on what you talk about fair. If they were to sell the property on the open market, maybe they could make more, but the city's like, here's what we've estimated your property is worth.
Go look
That's
out,
what we're giving you.
As a property owner myself, go look at my property tax assessment, okay? Because I don't think I can sell that much. If you can give me that amount of money, I'd be happy to accept it.
Just how they can inflate it to when they're getting taxes from it, I bet you when they're having to pay for it,
right.
They can inflate it pretty good.
Screw you on both sides, all right? You can't beat City Hall, says Nick Hajda. Is that right?
We give you $2 million, but you're next to Chicas Bonitas, so you're only getting 1.5.
Again, why did the Chicas Bonitas catch shade
Look,
here?
That's not me.
Have you heard?
They are
Bonita.
Yes.
Okay? That is a...
I'm going to go on a fence here. I'm going to say that I'm pro Chicas Bonitas.
If you guys want
to have a rally, if you want to go picket and save Chicas Bonitas...
Save Chicas Bonitas. Save Chicas Bonitas.
If you want to claim some coins...
I need a jar, can with some change in it, okay?
I'm happy to join those protest efforts, okay? But the city is the one who looks on that as a negative...
Yeah. I am going to say that is I-35 expansion in your favor, though. If you get somebody to buy your property and pay the moving expenses.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Could I somehow get them to include my relatable brand automobile in this expansion?
If you just park it underneath I-35?
Yeah. Because it's turned into a real disaster, man. Okay. I'll tell you later how the body shop is just full on cucking your man. Once again, the universe just says, what's this? Jason needs something? Let's not only not give him that thing, let's make it as difficult as possible for him to handle this situation.
You know how we're trying to make you more relatable to the common man?
Exactly.
Taking this real problem, there are people, it's not just businesses.
Yeah.
There are like apartments and people that are renting there that now have no place to go. And then maybe they're getting enough notice, but it's like, hey, go find a place that is just as affordable.
Do you want to move into my relatable brand automobile?
I just say when there's people that could be losing their homes because of this, while I do feel it's necessary to expand I-35,
I shouldn't be having this flippant good time talking about it.
Well, just maybe don't be like, what about my Tesla?
I didn't say that.
People
now
who are losing their homes and
the
their businesses.
That I drive a Tesla. We're supposed to say relatable.
And you're like, how can I help this save my problem? My Tesla.
Come on, man.
Has hail damage because I was out at a poker den instead of protecting my Tesla.
You don't. Now you're putting once again casting all sorts of judgments without the proper information. Nick Hajda, shame on you. Shame on you.
The Morning X.
It's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air, my guy, Nicholas Hajda.
Joe Biden will visit Israel on Wednesday as he seeks to demonstrate staunch support for the country while also pressing for ways to ease the humanitarian suffering in Gaza. Yesterday, the World Health Organization warned that water is running out for the hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians in the bombarded territory. Meanwhile, notices and letters are arriving at Austin, warning people who are in the path of the I-35 expansion that their property is about to be eminent domain, and they will have only a few months or more to find a new home for their business or literal home. There are 111 homes and businesses that will have to move from the current locations, from apartments, restaurants, strip clubs, gas stations, a tattoo parlor, a lingerie store, and even the Austin Chronicle.
Save Chicas Bonitas! Save Chicas Bonitas.
To get you a can and a coin to clink around. And finally, Jason.
Yeah.
Let's play a fun game of what Halloween costumes are Americans Googling in 2023? What do you got for the number one, the top most searched Halloween costume?
It's going to be like a pop culture type thing.
Yes.
Hang on.
You can do it.
Is it a couple's costume? Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift.
No, but that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That might
right?
be too ahead of the curve there.
I shouldn't have told the people.
I mean, just get a Chiefs jersey.
Bumbleina.
Scruffy beard.
You wanna get down with some Travis Kelce? He's been rocking a mustache these days, right? I'm preloaded mustache.
Okay, no,
I'm ready to go.
You gotta gender swap it.
She'd make a good Taylor Swift.
No,
she's gonna be Travis Kelce.
She's gonna be Travis Kelce.
I'm Taylor Swift.
Football pants. You go as Taylor Swift. Which Taylor Swift would you be?
How does 269-pound Jason Dick dress up as Taylor Swift? I'm confused. What do you envision for me? What do I
Taylor
get?
Taylor not Swift. Taylor Swift. There's a joke that I can't
What's
get it.
What's the opposite of Swift?
Taylor Fat. Nailed it. Number one answer is Barbie. Barbie is the top costume, followed by Princess, Spider-Man, Witch and Fairy. I'll tell you this right now. Spider-Man Barbie, now we're talking.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Spider-Man Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
apparently me, also the top trending search for adults is the weird Barbie costume. That's the Kate McKinnon.
Yeah. Weird Barbie's fun. I like her.
I like it because it's finally, have you not wanted to dress up like the Joker, but you still want to make people worry about your sanity?
Is she?
Weird Barbie.
She's doing Joker things, I guess.
That's the couple's costume. The guy's Joker, the girl's Weird Barbie. If you're a same-sex couple, I don't know. Figure it out.
People are going to get it or not. But, yeah, all right. Good. Monday Night Football, your Dallas. Hey, Cowboy Nation, we're back. 20-17, beat the Chargers on Monday Night Football. Dak Prescott, 21-30, 272 yards, a touchdown. Ran one in as well. My guy looks old, slow, washed, but he's still getting it done, man. He's still getting it done. Cowboys 4-2 on the season on the same weekend that the Eagles lose, that the 49ers lose. Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say the Cowboys could be the best team in the league?
No.
Texas takes their number 8 ranking on the road this weekend. Or do they? At the Houston Cougars. 3P kick on Saturday. I have put the investigative team on this, but I'm going to tell you right now. 3 o'clock, that's a weird start time for a game. This must be on a funky television network. Again, research is on the case. If you're looking for a place to watch the game, I'll be at Bolden Acres, the north location, breaker and metric-ish this Saturday. Probably starting 2 o'clock-ish if you want to come hang. Texas a 22-point favorite in that one. And finally this, the American League Championship Series. Not going so great for your Houston Astros. Rangers 5-4 over the Astros yesterday while you were working. All right, game in the middle of the workday, huh? That's what we're doing, Major League Baseball. 3 o'clock start times on a Monday afternoon. I'm trying to enjoy a good round of I didn't work today golf on Monday. And then the guys I'm playing with start firing up the Houston Astros game at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What's up with that, man?
Check this out. I watched most of that game.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And not only that, I tuned it in after the first inning Rangers were already up 4-0, and I kept watching.
Is it possible?
I didn't just write it off.
Again, I had ears on this game while I was trying to carry a team through a golf tournament. Mm-hmm. Did the Rangers score 3 runs in the first 10 pitches? I think I heard that the Rangers scored 3 runs
very quick, yeah,
in the first 10 pitches. Frambler Valdez or Framble Valdez. You know what? Don't say names, Jason. You're just going to look like a dummy. Rangers now lead this series 2-0. The series is shifting back to Arlington, so the Rangers absolutely in the driver's seat. I'm just going to say, am I relieved that we did not bet anything on this series? Nick was
relieved. Baseball joke.
Nick is rooting for the Rangers. I was going for the Astros just for the content. Mm-hmm. I said, what should we bet? We should make a bet. We made no such bet. And now that my team is down 0-2, I will just tell you, there will be no bet.
No, we did the whole thing that I have to go pick up Bumbleito. If the Astros win, I'm on Bumbleito pickup duty for a week.
Okay.
And if the Rangers win, I get your Tesla.
That was never.
For forever.
I'm
pretty sure we shook on that.
I might give it to you, okay? I am so fed up with that.
Good morning, X.
It's time for America's newest favorite game show, Who's the Ass?
Who is he?
He's an ass,
sir. I'm the ass in the
Blondes
place, right? I'm the ass.
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
And now, here's your host, Jason Dick.
Who's the A-hole is the segment where I have been obviously wronged. I explain to you the fashion in which I have been wronged. And then you go vote at 101X Morning X. We'll have a poll question on Twitter, and you guys will decide I'm the A-hole. But, and I've never levied this before, okay? It's definitely not me this time, guys, okay? I've never said this before. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not me this time. I have just recently returned from a little golf trip. Me and the golf bros went up to the DFW, played the new Frisco PGA course there. It's pretty awesome, okay? For relatability purposes, I'm not going to tell you how much it costs. But if you want to go, start saving. I'm just going to tell you that much. No, I had a tremendous time, and I am going to call out one of my golf bros brethren right now and accuse them of a-holery. But in case they hear this, I just want you to know I had a tremendous time. I wouldn't change anything about the entire weekend because I like when things go haywire. Because then it gives me something to bitch about, all right?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, here, Nikajda, you'll know this. What is the most common, easy to follow, but most commonly broken piece of golf etiquette?
Your outfits.
No. Don't step in your opponent's line, okay? Rory almost had to kick a guy's ass at the Ryder Cup 3 weeks ago because a caddy stepped in his line, all right? Don't step in your opponent's line.
Like on the green?
Yeah. Okay. Don't step in their putting line. And so, yeah, when Matt just walked right through the middle of my line, I got to throw a fit, and he was like, are you really mad about this? I was like, no, actually, I love it, okay? I love that you stepped in my line so that I could throw a fit about it. I love throwing fits. So I love asking who's the a-hole about this Airbnb bedroom situation, all right? Me and 3 other dudes, I'm not going to name them, even though I did just tell you one was named Matt. I'm not going to name them so as to protect everybody's privacy, but it could be confusing because I'm just going to number them, all right? But it's me and Golf Bro 2, Golf Bro 3, Golf Bro 4. I'm obviously Golf Bro 1,
all right? Which one is Matt?
You'll never know. You'll never find out. I've said too much already. All right. We are staying in an Airbnb that I researched and booked, reserved for us. It was a quality 4-bedroom, just minutes away from the course. Everything was working out great until we arrive and there's a slight disagreement as to who gets the master bedroom. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you.
I think we're supposed to interrupt you here and say that we don't call it that anymore. We call it the primary.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But Master is canceled?
Yep.
All right. What about the Masters golf tournament? Do they just call it the primaries?
I mean, they tried to cancel, and they just like, no, we're still going to do it.
The Masters?
We're still going to do it.
You sound telling me that they might have a questionable history past a sort of thing?
It used to be called the only for the Masters golf tournament.
Okay, so the 4 of us arrive at the Airbnb. There's 4 bedrooms. Obviously, there's 1 primary bedroom, has its own bathroom. The other 3 doofuses going to share the hallway bathroom.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
You could maybe do two to a bathroom, but three? I'm sleeping outside.
Here's the deal, too. As a matter of fact, golf bro number four, I'm going to say excellent strategy. He walks into the Airbnb, immediately puts his stuff into bedroom number two, okay? It's the best of the non-primaries.
Yeah.
Good strategy, because he knows there's going to be a fight for that top spot. And while they're all throwing bows
he's
at each other, I'm just going to slide into the best of the next options. Plus, he's golf bro number four, okay? Does he really have any claim towards the primary bedroom? No way, man. No.
Power move by Matt.
Well played, golf bro number four, which, again, we don't know which one that is, all right?
It's either Matt or Kidding.
It's golf bro number three who starts eyeing up the primary bedroom when I have to say, we kind of have like a regular whoever, you know, makes the reservation, goes through all the legwork, lays out the cash in advance. They get the master. They get the primary bedroom.
Do we have this gentleman's agreement because you are usually the one doing that?
We have this agreement because I am the one who's usually doing that. However, I will say it was not my idea.
Have you ever considered an equitable bedroom, find an Airbnb with four primary or each has their own bathroom, or do you just worry about yourself and you're like the rest of them can just sleep wherever they can?
I am concerned that they we're overdoing this emphasis on different words bit now, but I will tell you, no, that's impossible. You can't find an Airbnb with four primary bedrooms. What are you talking about? Nah, that's way more expensive. Do you hate money, Nick Hajda? All right.
I hate sharing a bathroom with two other dudes, one of them who is your friend Jeff, obviously.
Excuse me?
I'm just naming friends who I know aren't part of this.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
Okay, so yeah, golf bro number three says, I wanted the master. And I'm like, we kind of have a thing where I made the reservation. I get it. And he says, well, you know, I did have to fly here across the country. And I said, you didn't have to. You didn't have to do anything, all right? And then he hits me with this one. I've been having stomach issues, and I just feel like I need to have my own private bathroom.
Now, no, that's a lie.
I don't. That's a lie.
He might have stomach issues.
I was like, you know what? Show me a note about these stomach issues, and then I will relinquish primary bedroom status.
See,
all right.
I also might be a little bit iffy because, like, I remember my family went on a trip over the July 4th weekend this last summer to Galveston, where my entire family was staying at an Airbnb thing.
Hajda
and
meetup. Sounds good.
Got there early with my parents because I drove. Well, my mom drove, but I was navigating them down to Galveston.
Okay,
it's really hard. Just hit the highway, keep going. I don't know what. Anyway, but we got there first. My parents, they picked out the prime bedroom that had the door to the terrace on the outside. I was like, oh, I really want that door to the outside. But I took the next upstairs bedroom. And then later on, when my sister-in-law gets there, all of a sudden she's like, hey, my back, we really need that bed that has two beds and a full-size bed and plus the kids and everything. So I had to go sleep downstairs where I could hear everybody clip-trapping over my roof.
They busted you out of...
You were trying to pull a golf bro number four
move where you stake out the second best bedroom and they wouldn't even let you pull that, huh?
And she tried to pull this whole, I'm having stomach issues. That's right. My sister-in-law, Allison, was worried about bunging up I'm going to make that her thing.
I think shots it was her fired, back. Allison.
She got loose bowels, and so that caused all sorts of problems.
I don't know if these bowels were loose. All he said was, I've been having stomach issues. I feel like I need to have my own then. Yeah, that's a lie. That's bull s. Is what you're telling me.
Well, I mean, it's not because his stomach is too tight.
Here's a problem. All right, is that rewind 26 months ago?
Yeah.
A different golf bro trip. All right, same golf bro. Golf bro number three. We were in a much less favorable situation there, where one person was going to have to sleep on the top of a bunk bed setup. We agreed that we would draw numbers, and whoever got what they got whatever they got. And it wasn't until golf bro number three drew the top bunk, the short straw. He was like, oh, guys, I got a knee issue, okay? I'm supposed to have surgery on this. I can't be climbing to the top of the... And so I'm just saying, this guy's always got something going on. Always got something that is sliding
him. Yeah, he's
a liar. Sliding him. Oh, so that's it. So you agree, he's the a-hole, not me, right? It's not me. Jason Dick.
I said he's the liar. Jason's the liar. A-hole to be determined. But go vote at 101X Morning X on Twitter.
I made the reservation.
Jason is the booker.
I did the legwork.
If you just vote for Jason, vote for the booker.
I'm the guy.
Not the faker.
I deserve the primary bathroom. Primary bedroom with its own bathroom, right? 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 Right?
The Morning X.
If I knew how to say real alternative classic in German, that would be particularly awesome for this moment right here. Do I know how to say that?
101X is KROX FM Buda. Alternative Austin. Live, local, and free. A division of Austin's own. Waterloo Media.
It's the Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. You like that. You liked it. Don't act like you don't act.
Extra alternative classicer.
According to Google.
Why in that voice? Let's talk about baseball, all right, guys? Okay. I'm so pumped that it's finally baseball season.
Can I say nine?
The playoffs are here. For a limited time only, perhaps, for your Houston Astros. I was so pumped to talk about baseball, guys. Earlier, Nick was doing the news, talking about Taylor Swift, and I just forgot. For those of you listening on the podcast, maybe you noticed, but those of you listening live in real time, you can't rewind to 7:12 this morning when I was just like, man, we are usually not on this on time. What's going on here? It's like, oh, it's because I eliminated an entire sports cast. That's how excited I was to talk about baseball with
you
guys.
Is it because I talked about Taylor Swift, which is now a universal sports topic the news, and it threw you off?
We should have pre-planned. I didn't forget to do a sports cast. That was it. Taylor Swift
yes.
is sports. You got it. No, we kid around here, guys. We love baseball, particularly when you have what are we calling it, Nick? The
Noel Ryan Memorial Championship Series.
Yeah, Texas Rangers, Houston Astros. Rangers up 2-0. Not good for your Astros if you're a fan of that team, as is the case for several of the guys I was playing golf with yesterday. I'm like, hey, can we focus? How are we going to win the Hackers Scramble if you guys are all caught up on a baseball game? But I thought that I heard an announcer say that the Rangers were up 3-0 after only...
They were also up 4-0 quickly after that.
After only 10 pitches in the game.
Yeah.
All right? I was like, that's pretty unbelievable. And so my guy, Nick Hajda, now has a pitch-by-pitch breakdown of the start of yesterday's Astros-Rangers game. I'm ready, Hajda. Give it to me.
Pitch buddy. One.
Okay.
A hit.
All right.
Marcus Semien singled, got on base. I think he was the first person to lead off the first two innings with a hit in his first pitch.
He
led off the first two innings because they batted around with a hit
okay.
in the postseason. Historic baseball moment.
Oh, wow.
The second pitch was also a single to Seager. I assume that's Carl. The third pitch was a ball. The fourth pitch was a ball. The fifth pitch was a foul ball. And the sixth was he was out on looking a strikeout on looking
backwards K is what we call that in the game.
Yeah, don't know. I should have wrote down who it was that was the third batter.
I thought this was high level analytics. It sounds to me like it's medium level.
Then on this because now it was two balls, two strikes. The seventh pitch was a hit that was not a hit. The ball was hit to the pitcher, but then the pitcher had an error throwing to first base, allowing the batter to score to get to first base. But it's not a hit.
Okay.
I said he hit the ball, even though the ball made contact with the bat.
Okay, let's just proceed as if this is going really well.
It's not a hit. It's an error. So the batter errored the ball to the pitcher, and then he'll get on first base.
That was pitch number seven.
But that's when Semien scored.
Okay.
So one run thanks to Semien.
Yeah.
The eighth pitch was a single. Then Seager scored. The
okay.
ninth pitch was a ball, and the tenth pitch was also a single, and Grossman scored.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. A first 10 pitches of the game breakdown only available on the Nick and Dick Morning Next.
I can go to 16 when they scored their fourth.
You
it was
have more.
16.
Oh, okay.
It was a foul ball, a strike swinging, a strike,
uh-huh.
a foul ball,
uh-huh.
and then a single. Uh-huh. Garcia scores. Rangers win 4-0.
When we do that again later on the sports show, it's going to be better, right? It's going to be better?
It won't be worse.
I think it should be better. Let's do it better.
The Morning X.
It's the Morning X, Nick and Dick, and man, have we covered some important topics on the program today. Are you allowed to sing along to the Taylor Swift concert film?
Mm-hmm.
Are the businesses that are getting kicked off of I-35 because of the expansion being adequately compensated?
Is stacking draw fours the correct way to play Uno? Correct.
Is Bumbleito hiding trash in his underwear drawer actually progress?
Bad news, Jason. 78% of our audience has said that you, who booked the golf trip,
I'm the a-hole?
Are the a-hole.
How can I be?
Versus the guy who faked a medical condition to get the separate bathroom.
You guys are the worst. But no, here, let's up our game, okay? This is the most important topic we will have all day. Zippers. Specifically, pants zippers. Specifically, short pants zippers. I am wearing a pair of shorts today. They're relatively new. I'm going to say like a year in rotation.
Seems like a frequent problem we've been dealing with.
Well, listen, I'm going to say that they're relatively new, but also, my shorts rotation is rather short. Okay? That is like five pairs that just go round and round. I have this one pair of new-ish shorts that have, I don't know if it's just a heavy zipper. I'm not sure what the situation is exactly.
Where does this heavy zipper thing come from?
I just mean
it sounds like when your mom runs a red light, she's like, just a little pink.
No,
this has got mama dick. This is a mama. It sounds like a mama dickism.
Not that
Kentucky
at all.
Wisdom.
Okay,
zipper's just a little
this
heavy.
Zipper has been known to fall down, resulting in an embarrassing fly open situation for your guy.
I'm gonna tell you the problem is not that it has a embarrassing open fly situation for you. It's that when I'm trying to talk to you, I have to maintain eye contact 1,000%.
My eyes are up here, Nick Hajda.
Because you are constantly just fiddling with your zipper. You're constantly just pulling this thing up.
A heavy zipper, okay?
I don't know if you're conscious of this, but you started to do it like to emphasize a good point. Like whenever you have like a really good
I checkmated you, and then I reached
or
down.
Just you're happy with the punchline, the story.
Rest
zip. You started to do it.
I don't know. But Nick tells me he's like, I'm like, what do you want from me? The zipper won't stay up, and he says, stop wearing them.
Yes.
No. They.
Well, or fix the system.
Listen.
Get a safety pin and safety pin your zipper up. Now, do you like the kid in third grade? Who the teacher had to like staple the note to his shirt so that he would make it home to his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're that dunce kid who needs a little extra help there. But that's when you constantly are filling with your zipper. That's what you are inviting.
I feel like there's many, many functions that a pair of short pants, perform. And keeping the very slight portion of your underoos hidden is just one little, like these shorts are 93% functional.
Specifically about the zipper.
Right.
It's in the name.
Yeah.
Zipper.
Yeah.
It zips.
Yeah.
Yours is not zipper.
The
zipper doesn't zip.
First of all, it only falls
trash.
Halfway down. Okay, I'm not fully unzipped. Okay, if the zipper just fell
which
off,
which we're lucky because that would be an HR violation.
If the zipper was just missing from these shorts, of course I would not wear them. Okay, I'm not going to wear some shit. Even though I've been going through hard times. All right, but things aren't so hard that I'm just going to be wearing around shorts that have that fly constantly open. All right, but the shorts that occasionally fall halfway down. I will still wear those, yes.
See, here's the other thing, is that I remember the time, back when you used to describe your attire as hobo chic.
I never called it that.
Where you just had, we did,
others,
we,
others,
everybody
said that
else
me.
Did, I including the actual that. Hobos.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, sweet outfit there.
Uh-huh.
But you also had shorts that just had a blatant hole in the crotch.
Several
that
pairs,
you maintained.
Actually. But yeah.
Was like, that's
same.
Just, stylistically, that's a good
same
choice.
Point.
And
no,
you would wear,
no, no,
you would
no.
wear athletic shorts
not...
underneath your camo shorts with the crotch just completely blown out.
I might have been doing that.
So,
I might have been wearing those for a bit, okay?
I think that you just have. I think you just like exposing your crotch to us.
But I will tell you.
You just like
look,
you get
again,
off on it.
Those shorts were.
It thrills
those
you.
Shorts were still.
It titillates you.
82% functional, okay? What is the bar?
82%?
Yeah, 82%. B. That's a B minus.
The main function. No, there's
B's
not.
B's
no.
Get degrees, bro.
It's pass fail. Are they covering your crotch or not?
No.
And these are failing. These shorts are failing in that
I
task.
I disagree. At 101X Morning X.
Go vote in this poll.
Most important topic of the day. Vote in our zipper poll. Should I retire these shorts because of a faulty fly?
The Morning X.
Come on, not today, man. Not today again.
Every day, all day.
It's fake Monday. I'm just trying to make the people feel better, a little positive, feel good, uplifting news first thing in the morning, and then Nick comes in and ruins it. A segment called Don't Nick My News. Let's talk about, Lassie, that one episode, like the one ever. I was like, what's that, Lassie?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy fell down the well?
Timmy.
Timmy? No, no, no. This is off-brand Lassie. What's that, Massey? Jimmy fell down the well. Except for in this situation, Lassie fell down the well, guys.
What?
Yeah, Charlie is somewhere in the midst of Tennessee. Charlie is a dog that was trapped nearly 3 days in the bottom of a 40-feet deep narrow cave shaft. All right. It was on English Mountain in eastern Tennessee. They're like, Charlie, stuck down in the cave. Don't worry, guys. We got him. Several fire departments joined together for a team. It says here, they put in quotes, rope rescue technicians.
Yeah.
That's in quotes in the story. Makes me seem like you don't believe that they're real rope rescue technicians, the story, but that's fine.
If it can be rescued via a rope, they call them.
They're like, okay, let's take the ropes. Let's go get Charlie out of there. Firefighter Tori Downing and Captain John Lanier roped themselves up and started to descend into the cave. And that's when Tori encountered, hey, it's a bear. That's right over there. Shh, it's a bear.
There was
a sleeping bear in the cave between them and the dog Charlie. The 2-year-old black bear weighed an estimated 200 pounds, and they were like, "Oh f, let's get out of here! It's a bear." Slight quick aside, I've been one to challenge animals into a fight in the alley behind Lucky Lounge. A 200-pound bear. I'm not saying I can kick a 200-pound black bear's ass. But I do kind of wonder if I would be the favorite.
So Jason Dick wants to fight a child bear. Okay, checks out.
I've got 50 pounds on this bear, all right? I'm like, if
50.
I've got 67, eight, 9-ish pounds on this bear, all right?
Okay.
I'm a favorite over this bear.
Well, you better hope so, because for black bears, you're supposed to fight back.
That's the one that you're supposed to box in the nose.
If it's brown, lay down.
Oh. Isn't there one that's run away?
That's why you want to run away from the brown, but you don't want...
Okay. I got it. If it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lay down. If it's gay, run away. It's a gay bear. I guess that's a little homophobic, huh?
Do you really want to present the...
You know what?
Your weak spot to the gay bear?
Delete that one. Take that one out. Don't air that part. My weeks. Oh, I get it now. Okay, so anyways, there's a bear in the cave. How are we going to get the dog out? They set up some trail cameras to track when the bear left the cave. Mm-hmm. The next day, the cameras reported, hey, the bear left the cave. So they went in. They got Charlie harnessed up. They pulled the dog out of there. 3-plus days that he was sitting trapped in a 40-feet hole, but no worse for the wear. The Walden's Creek Volunteer Fire Department said that Charlie was, quote, dehydrated and hungry, but in otherwise good condition, end quote. He was quickly reunited with his happy owner, firefighter Andrew Wojtyrski. Sweet name. Says, quote, once we finally got him out and the owner came up afterwards, shook our hands, thanked us, and it was really rewarding, end quote. What a happy, fun bear encounter story. I mean, dog rescue story. That's what the point is, a dog rescue.
Okay. Are these people heroes who rescued this dog? Are these just like rope climbing enthusiasts who are like, ah, sweet way to go get our rope on the taxpayer's dime, who I assume are picking the bill for this?
Because,
okay. If you're there to rescue a bear, rescue the dog.
Right.
Who cares if a bear is there?
Right.
Also, we just got through a fat bear week. Bears are getting fat to hibernate.
Okay.
Are we sure this bear's not hibernating? All of a sudden, like, oh, can't mess with this bear. Just sneak around it. Get the dog. Get him out of there. Instead,
just sneak around the bear.
Tiptoe.
Well, it's a cave. They're like, I mean, they're you can't tiptoe. You're on a rope.
Even ropes are silent.
Ropes don't have footsteps. What do they call that? Rappelling.
Yes.
They're rappelling down a cave hole.
The point is, if you're there to be the rescue team, rescue the dog. Instead of just like, you know what, we're going to retreat back up this cave entrance, put out some cameras, and hopefully the bear goes away and maybe we get the dog.
Right.
Like, I don't understand what you're doing here. Also, apparently they said that when they actually got into there after the bear left the cave, according to, what's her name, the Lanier one, one of the rescue people.
John Lanier?
There you go.
What's her name? The Lanier one.
Sorry, it just says Lanier said.
Lanier! It says Lanier!
At first,
it doesn't say Lanier.
We actually thought the dog had slipped further into the cave, where we couldn't access.
Okay.
It was kind of sad because we felt like we were going to have to leave the dog there. So you were just going to leave the dog there because it's too far in the cave?
Right, right, right.
What are we doing here, man? What are you doing?
I'm not supposed to assist with the nicking, and I guess your nicking is what? They just these people don't care about saving dogs. They just want to go out and play fun rope.
Yes.
Have fun
time. They just wanted to rappel into a cave.
Listen, I say this as a dog lover, okay? I have two dogs at home. I love one of them. Mm-hmm. The other one's okay. If you drop your dog down a 50-foot hole,
bad dog owner,
game over. All right, that's it, man. Okay,
how?
I'm just saying that,
you know, I'll play a game. How far of a hole would you go to get Bogey versus Thorn?
Bogey,
I feel like Thorn's just a small ditch. You're like, he's gone forever.
Uh huh.
Just can't rescue it.
I am going to tell you, as a dog lover, I would not make special accommodations for one dog that I wouldn't make for the other dog. I'm going to tell you that, okay? Yes. That's what I'm willing to tell you. Now, how I would behave, that's none of your goddamn business.
The Morning X.
It's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. Update the polls for me, Haji.
Sure.
Update the polls for me, Nick.
Haji. Start with the Morning X, Burning X question.
Particularly
the
day. One that has the obvious proofreading error in it, but go ahead.
I'm never going to see it.
All right.
Is stacking draw cards the best way to play Uno? 72% of people said yes.
I still don't understand the question. I mean,
so
I guess I understand
draw
the question.
Four, you can, instead of drawing four, you stack it. It's the right way to play Uno.
I don't understand why.
I know you're not an Uno guy.
Why we ask the question is the thing, but...
Because this is a relevant, trendy topic.
Of course,
you,
it is.
This question is highly debated on Twitter.
Uno fights all the time.
You can sit there and poo-poo it all you want. You be like, oh, this is stupid. You look like the fool. Okay?
I'm the fool
now.
You're
like the fool here for not respecting the Uno draw four stack.
You say so.
In a bros golf trip, who gets the primary bedroom at the Airbnb? The guy who planned and booked everything, or the guy who claims a, quote, medical condition that requires a separate bathroom? 79.5% say the booker, a.k.a. Jason Dick.
See, here's the thing.
Look, they're wrong. I'm with you.
No, but this is the problem, okay? This is the one with the proofreading error. You've asked two questions here. You said, who gets the primary bathroom? Who's the a-hole? When you say 79% of the people say Jason, they're saying I get
that's
the...
That's how the question was posited to me. I just read it on Twitter. Man.
What are you talking about?
That's what your question you asked me.
I didn't tell you to ask two questions, did I?
I tagged it because this is not asking the question, who's the a-hole. It's hashtag who's the a-hole because that bit was who's the a-hole.
But I won.
Should Jason retire an entire pair of shorts just because the zipper is, quote, a little heavy and he keeps having to pull it up?
I won.
67% of the audience says yes, retire your shorts.
Okay, I lost that one, but I won the who's the a-hole. All right?
I agree.
You? hey. Do you, if I told you that we had tickets to see The Killers, huge underplay at Emo's tomorrow night, is that something you'd be interested in?
I would.
Well, we don't. We don't have tickets. Me, Nick Hajda, do not have tickets for you. Wish we did. But you can get them today, 5:30. Listen to the CJ Morgan show. He's got tickets to the... I'm going to just call it sold out show, Killers. They haven't gone on sale yet, but the moment that they do, they will be sold out. 5:30 today, you can win tickets.
The Morning X.